We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, Jay. Jay Caulfield in with us for the whole hour. I think you broke this play down last night, but it's interesting to me when things get scrambled a little bit, and it will when a defenseman jumps into a play or something, then a forward will be the first guy back or one of the first guys back. And it seemed to happen on the goal where Hornquist got caught. I think it was their first goal.
Yeah, that was the first goal. That was a real tough play when you're coming back. Kind of what you're alluding to, Joe, is that somebody's going to be the first forward back. And you have to assume that center's responsibility to low forward, and then that center will fill in for a wing. In that case, Hornquist was the first guy back. So he's coming back in. The puck's wide. I mean, he's coming in, and he's looking at the play taking place. I believe it was Couturier coming over the line. And he's looking, but he also sees a guy wide, which was Voracek. I think it ended up being the score. I think if you can step and pick up a guy wide, what has to happen is you have to be decisive as a forward when you're coming back. And there's rules and responsibilities, and they understand it. And in that particular situation, maybe if Hornquist slides right away to the left and picks up that winger, just looks like he has that positioning, then Ruedel can react accordingly, as does Johnson. Johnson starts to step up, and then both Chad Ruedel and I believe Hornquist were kind of stuck in the middle, and they made a great play, and then they score. But and another thing we showed last night with Mike Rupp was also a play where Simone's coming back, and when the puck is moved to a forward with no speed at the blue line, you want your forward to attack that guy and let the defenseman accept the other forward's speed. When that happens, you can blow the play up. Well, I think Simone took the inside route, didn't go to the forward, but still made a decision that was – he was decisive. When that happens, then the defenseman can act accordingly, even if it might be the wrong decision at a given time, the way they want to play it, but the D can react. When that happens, you can shut a play down. I thought there was just a little breakdown. That was coming to things – that was a couple of things that I thought happened last night. Maybe indecision, you don't – when the Penguins are playing great, they're strong, they're decisive, they make moves, and everybody reacts. There was a few times last night that didn't happen. And just a little bit of confusion. And it can happen easily. As I said, the game happens fast. You get a split second to make a decision. And if you don't make it, you're stuck in the middle. But if you are strong on your decision, whether right, wrong, or indifferent, at least make it, go hard, and then everybody can adjust.
How is Schultz going to fit in when he comes back? And he should be back next game.
Look, anytime you get a player that improves your lineup, and listen, when I say that, Ricola and Chad Ruedel have done an outstanding job and been a big part of this team on a run. Now you have Dumoulin and Schultz still out there to come back. It's going to be interesting to find the minutes and how it plays out. But to get another unbelievable player back in the lineup is such a great, great thing. So they'll just figure it out, and they got to figure out how the minutes, because as we've talked about before, John Marino has been outstanding. And you got to wonder, it's a young college player that's never played as many games as he's going to play this year. The travel, it's completely different. Is it ever going to get to him? I don't know. He seems like a kid that not many things bother him. Last night there was a little play that it got away from him, maybe tried to do too much and gets caught on the second goal. But for the most part, he's outstanding fine. So they got to find some way to get Schultz into that and keep things going. And it's funny, when you have a loss like it did last night, now it makes it easier. When Schultz comes back, they'll just figure it out and find out how the minutes get spread around, and you go from there.
Down the road, Dumoulin will be coming back too.
Right. And then now you see the two players. You know who's going to be the odd man out when that happens. That's why I said I think Chad Ruedel and Ricola have been very, very good for the Penguins, and they're outstanding. You realize you have 8D that can play this game. There's a lot of flexibility. But when Dumoulin and Schultz come back, that would probably be the two that you will find maybe not in the lineup.
Let's take a look ahead to the second half of the season and the long layoff, how that may affect the Penguins. Is this a good time for it? And then down the stretch, they haven't played the Capitals yet, for God's sakes. Take a look at who they might see ahead.
Okay.
Things like that with Jay Caulfield. It's 11:20, time to visit the House of 1,000 Beers with locations in Wexford and New Kent, home of the best Reuben sandwiches in town. Also, Giant Eagle Kittapalooza Family Festival at the Convention Center, Saturday, February 1st, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tickets available now at 93.7thefan.com. Kids can get fit with the Mat Factory. You can meet and greet with local and national MMA fighters. Whole ton of things going on. Play the quarterback challenge with 93.7 The Fan. It's all February 1st, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Convention Center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.